You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Happy Monday, everybody. In this episode, we're going to do something a little bit different, a little preview to the week ahead. I feel like last week being such a downside, I needed time to gather my thoughts because I fell off a cliff. And we're coming back. That's right. I think that there's a lot of opportunity out there right now. I mean, I'm not sure if we're done falling yet, but when we finally do hit the bottom, there's going to be a whole lot of blue sky ahead. But one more thing before we get started, none of this is financial advice or investment ideas. Welcome to this week's preview edition of Punk Stock. So as I mentioned, this episode's going to be a little bit different. It's 4:30 a.m. Monday morning. Nick and Dom still sleeping cozily in their beds. I don't know if cozily is a word, but we're going to go with it. And I'm doing my morning research. A little week prep, if you will. And if it goes well, maybe we'll do it again. I don't know. There are a lot of different things that I like to do to get ready for the week, to get ready for any given day, really. But I think we all agree this week's a little bit different. With an election on the way and cases rising, the market's extremely exciting right now. I say exciting because I don't want to say unpredictable. But with unpredictable also comes opportunity. It all depends on the perspective you have of the situation. Now, I went into last week thinking this is going to be a red week. I didn't know how red, but I knew it was going to lean in that direction. A simple way for me to find opportunity in the situation was to look for anything that was overvalued and to buy put options on things that I thought made sense. And like I said, I knew it was going to be red, but I didn't know how red. So let's say we're turning a corner. Maybe we're not fully ready to go green yet, but you know the time is coming. And when it does, there's lots of opportunity out there. Green skies. All right, so I think there's a lot of interesting things to look at this week. I'm going to first jump into Peloton. They report earnings on Thursday. And if it's anything like the last time, watch out. Because that thing took off and it never looked back. I mean, until now. It fell almost 20% in the past week and a half. That's huge. I'm looking at the one-month chart right now. And somewhere around October 15th, it was cruising at 139. Now, I've been watching this stock for a long time, but I never bought it. I'm not sure why. It's just always been one of those that's on my watch list, and I sort of just watch the show. Maybe because in May it was $31, and there was a lot of hype around it then, but 4 months later to be $139 is mind-blowing. But if you bought in then and rode that $100 wave up, I mean, you're probably sitting on a couple Pelotons right now. And at the moment, it's trading at 110. Still an insane amount up on the year, but very low for right now. So PTON might be a stock that I get into this week. And actually, since I started, it's already up $2 in pre-market. Now, you know my rule. I don't know, maybe you do. But I say it all the time. I never trust the pre-market. Let's just say it's a very exciting time. But regardless, Peloton is a very exciting stock. 2020 has given this company quite the ride. And I think it's just a matter of time until it's back where it was, 139. And maybe even after these earnings, maybe it will go up even farther. Who knows? I'd like a Peloton. I'd like to exercise. But I'm in front of this mic. So if you've never used Stocks to Trade, it's a great way to research. It's a really easy platform to use, especially in the AM. It makes it very easy to track the morning movers. I also love Market Chameleon. Very easy to use as well, amazing for research, and will definitely help you carve your path for the week. Now in the stock market, you know things move really quickly, up, down, all different directions. And if you're looking to trade fast, you have to have the proper tools. I think a lot of people look at these platforms and they just associate them with penny stocks. Now there's nothing wrong with penny stocks. I love them, but you could also use it for everything else. And if you're like me, you do a lot of research on every single stock that you buy, regardless of the cost. So I can't stress enough, get a tool belt. So I'm looking at the week ahead here. We've got low stocks, super IPOs, a ton of earnings, and it all makes a really volatile market. Great, I'm in. So today, Monday, we've got a lot of earnings reports happening. Clorox, definitely gonna be an interesting one. I don't know, gonna go out on a limb. I think it's gonna be green. It's already up about $2 in pre-market, so we'll see where it goes. We've also got Marathon Petroleum today. Now this could be interesting, but maybe for another direction. Stock currently trades at $29.50 and is up 22 cents in pre-market. You like buying stuff? Well, PayPal also reports today. I think that's gonna be a very interesting one. I will definitely be paying close attention to PayPal today. The stock closed at 186.13 Friday. It's already up 4.79 in pre-market. Needless to say, while things are opening, I think people are still doing a lot of purchasing online using PayPal. If I was going to bet on something to be green, maybe it would be this one. But I don't bet. I'm going to skip Tuesday, go to Wednesday. And something I'm curious about is the Expedia earnings report. I mean, I love Expedia. I think we all do. But in this climate, I'm not sure it's seeing its normal revenue. Last November, it traded at 136. In March, down to 40. To say the least, it's been a tough year. Let's go Thursday. Now, this is a very packed earnings day. We've got Alibaba Group having a really big year. It's probably going to continue that trend upward. Already up 7.45 in pre-market this morning. Then we got AstraZeneca, up 35 cents in pre-market. I'm really curious to see how this plays out also for Electronic Arts. It seems that video games are more popular now than they ever were before. So if the market decides to shift back a little bit, we might see a little bit of green here. We've also got General Motors. I don't know exactly what I would do with it yet, but, you know, I gotta do a little bit more research. I'll get back to you. We got Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. It's been quite a wild ride for this one as well. If you've watched in the last month, there's been swings of $25, $30 regularly. It's crazy. So who knows what this will bring. And then the one that I'm paying the most attention to, already talked about it, Peloton. I think it's gonna be a good one. Shifting gears a little bit, politics. I don't talk them, so don't worry about that. But we do have an election this week, and that does affect the market a lot. Traditionally, there's always a huge dip around election time. I feel like a lot of people are in the same position as me, where every article that you read spins its own terrifying tale of what's going to happen if either candidate wins. Now, this election is obviously very different than any other one we've been through before. So who really knows how the market's going to react to whatever happens? We may not even know who the winner is for weeks. And in that case, does the market stay down for weeks? I don't know. I don't think so, but I guess we're going to find out. And what kind of a strategy works for you in this climate? We would absolutely love to hear from you on this. So reach out to Punk Stock on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and let us know what's good. My strategy last week was buying put options. I've said it before on this podcast, I'm a huge fan of options. So naturally, when the market was turning red, it seemed like an obvious thing to do. And that worked out pretty well. But I do have to admit, sometime in the middle of the week, towards the end, maybe middle end of the week, I thought that we were at the bottom. So I did buy a couple call options, and it started turning the other way. I hate that. I hate when that happens. I hate when you buy it, and then the market decides to just continue going in the opposite direction. But that's okay. Because we're in sort of a weird time, I did buy all my call options with expirations set over a month away. Sort of a little security in a very insecure market. So thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Punk Stock. The whole crew will be here for the next episode, so put your seatbelt on. I'm sure it's going to be exciting. And remember, none of this is financial advice or investment ideas. Good luck moshing in the markets.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.